Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker, also of the Game Brain podcast. Check that out if you like board games. And joining me is the hilarious and wonderful Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi,
happy Below Deck Day to you.
Well, happy Below Deck Day to you.
If you are hearing sort of the calming sounds of water flowing through the background of this podcast, it is my fault. There is water flowing. I had to air out my room. I'm podcasting with a mask on because a cleaning lady was here, and so I'm just airing out the room, and so you hear an outdoor fountain. So I apologize if that's distracting, but I think it's quite tranquil.
It is really quite tranquil. So if I just doze off in the middle of this, see you, suckers!
I like to pretend like that water, that is the sound of us. That's like we're all on a tender together, right? And we're just going back and forth between a yacht and a beach.
Say that in this episode of Below Deck, a fucking tender.
We're on a tender, fetching shot glasses, fetching suntan lotion, all that fun stuff. And that's just the water swirling around, making tiny little eddies around our oars.
Yeah,
because we don't have the power.
You know, the trouble with this show is feeling the stress of just having been in service for so long. Because when you're a waiter, in any kind of service, I think we all have this in common that you have waiter nightmare dreams where you just. I had one the other day and it was so stressful, and I haven't waited tables in a while, and I just woke up just so sad. And then I came to this show. It's like you have all these tables and you can't take care of anyone, but the dream just never fucking ends. I mean, it's all night long just slinging food at people who hate your guts and don't give you any respect. And I woke up so depressed about it, and I was like, Ronnie, get over it. It's just a dream. Okay? Life isn't like that right now. And then I came to watch Below Deck, and then it was like that again. It was 8 hours of people.
Wow, there's a lot of trauma going on with you.
There was a lot. I felt very traumatized coming into the show, and I feel very traumatized leaving it. So thanks a lot, Below Deck.
Well, we just love a good trauma on Bravo. In the meantime, before we dive into this, I want to give a shout out. So Dominique, my boyfriend, his sister has just started a new little business called Baked and Wrapped for You. You can check them out on Instagram, Baked and Wrapped for You, except the U is actually just a U. And she makes all these little kind of bundt cake things. And she's actually sent us some last week. And they were delicious. And I'm not just saying that to be nice to Dom's sister. They were genuinely delicious. So if you are looking for some treats to go with your Thanksgiving meal or just in the holiday season, she is in the DMV area, which is Maryland, Baltimore, D.C., that whole area. So go check out their Instagram and order some sweet little cakes from her, because they are delish. I'm telling you.
I certainly will be.
Her, the carrot cake, the carrot pineapple was delicious, and I also really enjoyed the zucchini. Those were my two favorites that she made.
Ooh, I love a zucchini bread.
Zucchini is a little overlooked. And
so, bakedandwrappedforyou.com.
Well, it's not a .com. It's just they're just on Instagram right now. They may have a .com. I could be just being a terrible
I'm taking
show.
More notes on this than I do the
Baked
show.
And
I'm like, oh, I need to know.
Just look on Instagram and then take it from there. Just message. Her name's Erin. So message Erin from there and tell her that Crappin sent you.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I will definitely be doing that. So tell her a pre-thank you from me.
Absolutely.
So here we are with a little Below Deck action, everybody. This episode is Season 8, Episode 4, and it's entitled Do Not Disturb.
Oh, really? That's what it's called?
It is, which doesn't make sense at first glance, but then you realize that that's what Shane's eye cover thing said when he was sleeping.
Oh, I was like, they could have used that for any number of Below Deck episode names. Okay, I get it. Well, I'll tell you who's not being disturbed or who is acting like she's not disturbed. The naked girl under the sushi, because that's where we are. We're at the sushi dinner with a girl just lying there, thinking about her job opportunities as Vicky plays in her ear.
Yeah, that girl just like lying there going over world history facts in her head to pass her test in uni, hopefully.
Uni. And then Aisling. Aisling is crying because she's so tired. She's so tired. My name is Aisling and I'm tired because I'm crying.
I have no clothes. I have no underwear.
And Francesca's like, well, do you want some of mine? Which is so sweet and kind of a little
disgusting. It's gross. Also disgusting.
I mean, gross. I know it's clean, but it's also kind of gross.
I don't care how clean it is. Get your ass crack out of my ass crack. My ass crack is for my ass crack, not for my ass crack and your ass crack.
And Francesca's like, well, it breaks my heart. She's been working so hard, and she's been thrown in the deep end, and now she's crying in front of her boss. I mean, she's probably so embarrassed. I know I was embarrassed when I cried in front of Captain Lee about 10 minutes ago.
Which I'll do again shortly, I'm sure. So Eddie is telling everyone, go to bed, everybody. We got to get up early. And he's so stressed out because Sunshine Shane needs a lot more ironing out. I'm like, you know what? Stay on your deck. Don't start using ironing. Okay. Yeah, we've got enough problems with ironing on this boat, sir.
There's no point in ironing the sunshine because it's just going to shine the way it wants to, right? So he's like, yeah, my back is killing me from carrying everyone. So all the guests are drinking. They're having a great time. And then afterwards, I think it's Dax or maybe it's Max. Hard to tell. But one of them goes onto like one of the decks and starts FaceTiming his mom. He's like, Mom, we're eating sushi off this like naked woman. And she's like, are you wasted, Max? Max, are you wasted? You're wasted, aren't you?
Yeah. He's like, there's a motorized surfboard, Mom. And then we just see James trying to hit on the girls, but he doesn't know how. And he's super awkward. And he just is kind of swinging his arms like he's holding traffic cones and putting them, you know, like 3 feet apart.
Yeah. He's sort of doing like
around. It's a weird arm swing.
It's like in Karate Kid 2 when Mr. Miyagi had that little toy that would like swing the balls back and forth. He was like doing that with his arms, almost like a toddler who's bored, being like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, so, he's like, ah. So a girl is sitting with Dax or Max, I don't know which one, I guess Dax.
Yeah.
And she's like, how's it going? And he's like, good. Everyone's just taking themselves really seriously at the moment.
He's like, and then Dax goes, why is a good-looking guy like you working on a yacht like this? I was like, oh, my God. Is this turning into, like, my favorite porn? I'm already, like, very, very into this episode.
What's a good guy like you doing here to fix my cable in the middle of the ocean?
Do you know who you look like? Tom Hardy. Yeah. And then Dax sees Francesca, and it's like, Francesca, that guy right there is the hottest guy here. And the girl's like, I think I'm worried about my boyfriend.
And he doesn't stop. He's like, yeah. So, like, out of all the guys, Francesca, is that your fave? Because he's Tom Hardy. Hot! You're hot, bitch! And she's like, they're all my favorite. Mm-hmm. And the girlfriend's just so uncomfortable.
She's like, I'm going downstairs. So then Francesca's like up cleaning something, and James's like, don't worry about that. I can finish doing that for you. She's like, no, this is my job. She's like, no, I'm going to wash. Watch out for my ass. I've got a great ass.
And then he puts his ass out in front of her, and she's like, oh, yes, you're Tom Hardy, yes. And he just like smiles like he just nailed it. Like, yeah, got the flirting game down. Nailed it.
So then Francesca goes downstairs and is, like, getting ready for bed and starts talking to Rachel about James being such a funny character. He's always prodding all the time. And she's like, yeah, I've learned that people that do that, they've sort of figured out a way of not working. They just chat instead.
Yeah. Well, James needs to focus more on the job and less on this Tom Hardy ass and less on me. But she's like so happy that she's being flirted with by the traffic cone, you know, like the young sexually harassing traffic cone guy. And listen, I don't blame her, you know. Yeah. I make fun of him a lot, but if he was ever like, wow, you know one thing I love? I love when a man raises his arms to wave and the underarms jiggle like an auntie's. I would be like, oh my God, I love him.
Well, he sort of has a gay for pay vibe about him, right? Like, I would not be surprised if he showed up in gay porn. Like, he's like, I'm just doing what I want for a job. I mean, yeah, sure, you know, I have to, you know, like, I have to blow 10 guys right now, but I get to go to Ibiza.
What's a finger up me bum? Yeah, he's got two very, very solid signs of gay for pay. His eyebrows. Okay? Those are definitely gay for pay eyebrows.
And willing to do anything for a holiday. Like, literally do, like, a huge amount of manual labor just to say he was in the Caribbean.
I know. It would have been cheaper for you just to, like, work somewhere for 2 months and keep that money and then actually go on a vacation.
I know. Like, stack another cone.
Yeah.
So now it's the morning, and Aisling feels so much better. She still has no underwear, makeup, or face creams, but she has a can-do attitude.
I've never seen somebody on Bravo so worried about not having underwear. Like, this is the network of housewives, okay? Like, you're probably the only person who has underwear in the first place to even lose.
I just want to say, I feel like Aisling is the sort of person who, like, in high school, if there's some sort of group project, she shows up with a bunch of poster board and markers, right? Like, she's that girl. Which is, by the way, not an insult at all. That's, like, it's sort of like, she has that, like, plucky resourcefulness about her.
Yeah, but she's also, like, a cheerleader.
But then she cries when you don't use her poster board. She's like, I just wanted to help the team.
Yeah. Oh, well, we can use those other markers if you think they're better. No, it's not about my markers. No, it's not about my markers. It's about the team's markers. She's like, it's just been a long day.
She's like really, really helpful in spirit, but like in execution, you're sort of like, I like your markers. It's just not really the markers we were like. I actually got some with sparkle in them, you know?
And now I have to spend time consoling you, and you're the one who brought shitty markers. And then we get a cute little line from Rachel. Rachel's just like a one-liner cast member. They just cut back to her to say one little thing every 5 minutes. And she's like, oh, God, this looks good, but a moment on the lips, forever on the hips.
And then we just see Elizabeth trying to open up a fridge, and she just can't do it. She's like, I know what, there's a way to do this. Oh, whatever. And then Eddie goes out onto the deck. And this deck is a mess. It's a freaking Jackson Pollock painting here. And Jackson Pollock, he's into art. So we know what he's like. He's like art sunshine. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
It's an Ed Harris painting out here, Dad. Hey, are these onions on the walls? Oh, geez, I'm completely disappointed in James.
Yeah, he's like, this is why it has to be done at night. This is why. This is why. And then there's like a double rainbow, and everyone's like, ooh, double rainbow. And Eddie goes, you know what that means, right? And Francesca goes, we're going to have a good day, right? He goes, no, it means absolutely shit nothing. I'm like, ooh, good double rainbow, like, no butting.
Ooh, Eddie, you're so dark, Eddie. And one of the girls is just walking around complaining. She's like, oh my God, it's so hard to sleep on a boat. Could you stop making the boat rock? It was like so hard to sleep.
Yeah, she's having a hard time. The girls did not have an easy day today. They were really struggling with the motion sickness and the food situation. So yeah. Now we're just got cleaning and cleaning and cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. And Francesca and Aisling are planning a picnic, and Shane is gulping out of like a big container of, it looked like gazpacho, maybe.
Straight from the juice, straight from the freaking Vitamix thing, or the Ninja mix thing, Shane.
Yeah.
James Shane. And then we get like a baby cam shot of James in bed. Like, when you have a baby and you have those little cameras on their cribs, you can see what they're doing.
Yeah.
And he's just like spread eagle, staring up at the ceiling, like kind of opening and closing his mouth like a fish, and then stretching one of his legs up and like trying to touch the wall with one of his legs. It's so funny. He's like a big, gigantic baby.
He is. So now they're taking breakfast orders, and this time they have learned to make suggestions. Francesca's like, well, you can have anything you like, but Rachel suggests lobster Benedict. So would you like to have a lobster Benedict? Yes, yes, yes. And they all go for it. I'm like, okay, you're learning. You're learning.
So, of course, James needs help with the anchor. Eddie calls James for the anchor. He's like, could you help me with the anchor? Get down here and help me with the anchor, giant baby man. He's like, I'll get there in me own time.
Yeah. And then Eddie's like really mad about that, the deck, how it's messy. He's like, the bridge deck aft was a fucking disaster this morning. And he's like, what was wrong with it? What was wrong with it? Did you look under the table? No. Well, that's your job. Nothing was clean there. Yeah, it was inexcusable, and this needs to be done every single time.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I just woke up. Give me a break. So then the dudes are just fist bumping because they got mimosas. They're like, whoa, bro, mimosas. Yeah, bro, mimosas. And then food is served to one of the guy goes, that looks money. When was this shot? They say a lot of things in this. How many years ago was this shot? Because one of the girls goes, yeah, that's like a bomb.com.
I know. I was like, ooh, I'm going to be Audi 5000. So then Eddie does something that's so annoying. His like whole persona around the guests is that he wants to be like cool camp counselor. So he's like, hey, how are we all doing? Okay, I'm really stoked on this anchorage. As you can see, it is beautiful. We are right along a gorgeous stretch of beach, and jet skis are going to happen. Jacuzzi, you can use it right now if you want. Yeah, I'm a cool guy.
Yeah, he's trying to be like cool older uncle or cool older cousin or whatever.
Like, it's like Anne Burrell voice, you know, like cool camp counselor, except he hasn't started saying we yet when he means you.
Yeah. So then Elizabeth comes out with Rachel to serve, and the girl's still like, when is it going to stop swaying? I can't with the swing. Mm-hmm. And so Rachel's like, how about some Mexican food? All right, Mexican food sounds good. Mexican food's great. We're going to do some guacamole with tahini, and then for dinner, we're going to have a barbecue surf and turf. Oh, my God, they're going to love it. They're going to be eating while they're in a hot tub. Nothing says college kid like, yeah, I'm in the jacuzzi eating dinner. This is epic. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like really excited about this plan. So now Captain Lee calls up Francesca and Eddie, and he basically tells them that for this picnic today, he wants everything in one run for the setup, which is adorable. What an adorable request to make. That will clearly not be, you know, come to fruition.
Francesca literally laughed in his face. She's like, okay, Captain. Oh. So then Eddie is like, all right, who wants to do water toy duties? Jet ski? Izzy, you want to do jet ski duties? And she's like, I've never been given the opportunities. No one really ever believed in me. But now here I am being offered the opportunity to do a jet ski. Now I've let my negativity fester. And if it festers, it's going to be an emotional season for me. Like, putting out a fucking jet ski,
put out
lady.
A jet ski. Okay, calm down. All right. Calm down.
So oh my guess God.
Now they're on the jet skis. Captain Lee's coffee's a little too sweet, so that's something to think about. And the girl's like, it's choppy as fuck on the jet ski. And they're just like going around and around, and Captain Lee's watching, and he's like, a bunch of goddamn children. Ha, that's going to leave a mark. She just fell off. Little child in the water.
So Rachel is... Rachel's just talking about going to the beach. She's like, yeah, going to the beach is awesome because, like, you guys set up everything and then I come with food and I'm like, ta-da, 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 ta-da!
And then Francesca's like, Elizabeth, could you please make a sunscreen basket? And when I say make a sunscreen basket, I mean make a basket and put it on the tender. Thank you very much. I'm sure that will work out just great. Thank you.
So Elizabeth is checking on the kids in the hot tub, and one of them goes,
is it possible for the chef to make us some mac and cheese balls?
No. No, it's not fucking possible. No one just can whip up mac and cheese balls, ma'am.
You have to make the mac and cheese first, and then you have to, like, it's a lot.
You gotta chill it, then you gotta make the breading, then you gotta deep fry it. No.
No. And on top of that, Rachel doesn't even have macaroni, so there's that. So, Elizabeth, and then Francesca's like, all right, Elizabeth, when you get a request like that, could you run that through me, too? Thank you very much. So now Elizabeth starts telling us about her insecurities. She's like, you know what? You know, the way I was given two stripes, it makes me wonder about, like, you know, makes me doubt the way Francesca does things, you know? And it was just a flashback of Francesca saying, your second stew for the moment.
Just don't mess up the captain's uniform. Yeah. After which she went and took a nap. So I'm not going to really feel for Elizabeth.
No.
And she's like, yeah, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells. It sucks.
Yeah. So now there's more prep work and more drinking in the hot tub. And then Elizabeth, there's like all this stuff happening on the boat. And then we just cut to Elizabeth, like in some random corner, just going, okay.
This job makes you, like, so tired.
And then in the hot tub, one of the guys like, I will never get a tattoo on my ass. And they're like, you already have a tattoo on your ass, stupid. He's like, oh, yeah. I lost fantasy football once.
Yeah, wow. Commercials. Here comes one right now. So then begins the one girl getting very hungry. I am literally starving. Like, we have not eaten since, like, 8:30 in the morning. Like, I'm starving.
Yeah. And then her friend's like, we're really hungry. Like, what in the world are they even doing down here? Starving. Oh, my God. I can feel my spine in my stomach. I'm dying.
Starving, I'm literally dead. Literally. I'm a ghost. Like, what you're looking at right here is a ghost. I'm not even a real person anymore, okay? I've come back to land to warn you that heaven is scary because it's no food up there and I'm starving.
I'm a starving ghost. At least give me some souls to feed on. Jesus, I'm starved dead.
So it's like 2 o'clock and they're still setting up and the kids are like, can we come down? Can we come down there? They're like, very soon, not yet.
So Eddie's like, oh, the guests are hungry and Dad's not going to like that. We're way behind. We look like amateurs. That is not good. Starving. Yeah. I'm
literally
starving.
I'm so hungry.
It's like the orchestral move of the next 20 minutes.
Starving.
Starving. Starving.
Mm. I'm at movement. Okay, so yes, Aisling is like... So Aisling is like, all right, if you guys want to come on down, the one without the underwear moisturizer, keep coming, keep coming.
Yeah, and then... and meanwhile, Captain Lee's watching this whole thing, and he's like he's like getting really mad, and he's like, Eddie, okay, take double traffic back. Come on, hurry up, hurry up. So of course, Eddie is that person who then takes it on everyone else. Says, you guys need to set up those chairs right now, like as if everyone else isn't already rushing Eddie. Like, calm the hell down.
I'm starving.
Starving. So they get everyone to the beach, and the starving girl's like,
oh my God, I'm stuck. You know what? I need some fucking shots or something.
I'm so excited to eat. Like, holy shit, I'm so hungry. We haven't eaten in hours.
Thank God for Instagram, because that always buys them time with guests on the beach.
Yeah. Like,
oh my God, let's take some Instas.
Yeah. So they're doing that, and Captain Lee's watching with binoculars going,
and Elizabeth's like,
the picture of Margarita is not with us.
Right. Why?
I don't know. Sorry.
All right, Aisling. Could you get the pictures of Margaritas from the galley fridge? The one, you know, that fridge that that Elizabeth still hasn't been able to figure out. I mean, it's pretty simple. It has a door. You pull it, like every other fridge. But she's got two stripes. How about that? Anyway, could you get that for us, please?
I'm really hungry. Can I sit down?
Starving!
So, Rachel serves while Eddie goes back to get this margarita stuff. So Rachel starts serving, and she's super excited. You know, she's like,
quesadillas, tahani!
Like, going over her whole menu. And then the margaritas arrive, and we cut to lazy-ass Shane, like, I'm gonna hop in the water so bad.
The margaritas head over. Captain Lee's like, those jugs better be full by the time they get there. Ha! That was just a joke. I know it's a tough time right now, but I'm still making jokes. So now he's like, I'm starving. Well, now I'm starving for sunscreen. I'm hot. Do you have sunscreen? And, of course, Elizabeth did not pack that sunscreen basket that Francesca asked for a long time ago.
As a second stew, it needs to be ingrained in you. I can't think for this second and third stew. I don't want to hear wah, wah when you come out of the womb. I want to hear because you're cleaning windows, all right?
Ash, Elizabeth. I was like, which accent am I doing right now? Ash, Elizabeth, could you get some shot glasses and tequila? And Kathleen's like, seriously?
So yet another tender, but they get their shot glasses and they all do some shots. And Rachel comes up to Elizabeth, who has just fucked up majorly twice in a row. And she's like,
what are you doing?
And Elizabeth's like,
breathing for a second.
Thanks. I'm glad you're breathing. So now the kids want to go back. So it's the seventh tender trip. And Captain Lee asked for one. And this is seven trips. So they come back. And then James is hosing down people's feet and everything. And Ashlyn can go on a break. And Izzy and Shane are taking down the tent at the picnic. And they keep getting poked by metal things on the tent. And Izzy goes, "That was one of the most painful things I've ever experienced. Actually, no. I've been paralyzed once from the shoulder down and I couldn't move." It's like, oh. So it's between the time you got, like, pinched by a thing on a tent and then was
the
paralyzed.
Time we're fully paralyzed. Totally the same.
Yeah.
And Shane's like, "Really? Were you using deodorant with aluminum in it?" And she's like, "Well, it's like from my shoulders down, I couldn't move. I was in Croatian hospital for months. What happened was my immune system got attacked, and then my immune system didn't feel good, so it attacked my nervous system. And it was basically autoimmune disease. And so I had to relearn to walk from that. But, you know, well, I don't like to feel inadequate. Falling asleep right now. Can we do this can we finish this interview in just a moment?"
Right. That's, like, by the way, one of my biggest fears. I mean, I have many fears, but getting Guillain-Barré syndrome is, like, that really terrifies me. I hope that never happens to me. Knock on wood.
Oh, that's a good... Ignorance is bliss, guys. Ignorance is bliss. When you don't know what anything is, you can't be afraid of it.
That's true. Okay? That's true.
Yeah.
So now Eddie is sitting down for the first time all day. He hasn't even had time to take a piss. And Eddie Lee. God damn it.
Wheelhouse.
So Eddie goes up to the wheelhouse and Captain's like, "Well, today was an unusual day. Really sweet coffee. Shit went haywire. Girl fell on her face in the ocean." That was pretty good. Gotta admit it. "All right. Well, the interior crew seems like an old man's diaper after a jello party at a roller coaster park. So what do you have to say about that?"
He's like, "Well, there was a lack of communication, and Francesca was taking a large role with the responsibility, and she seems pretty stressed. Also, I did a pretty sweet camp counselor thing this morning where I was like, we have this awesome anchorage, and you're going to go to the jacuzzis, we have a great time, and relay races afterwards."
"Yeah, and then when I got back on the tender with everybody, they said, 'How you doing, Eddie?' And I said, 'Just trying not to wreck the fucking boat, brah! I'm a brah.
So, yeah. Lee's like, "I'm not sure that the issues going on here have to do with the crew getting to know each other. I mean, how hard is it to put something in a basket, a goddamn basket, am I right? They know better, and they're just not doing it. But trust me, they will. Mandatory basket training tomorrow. Five baskets lined up. Everyone has to open them and close them for 25 minutes straight."
So cut to the guests in the hot tub, and one of them has a rubber ducky on a fork. And he's like,
"Guys, meet the rubber ducky. It's Kathy the rubber ducky. Cross-eyed Kathy."
It's like, God, don't bully the poor rubber duck.
I know, but I did like that they named it appropriately, Kathy. I like that there was a duck named Kathy.
And we know we're in trouble with plot points because whenever Below Deck is feeling boring, which, let's face it, they do an interior fridge shot. They're like, "Listen, guys, the season is kind of tanking so far. Can we please get a camera inside the refrigerator?"
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like a Sunny D commercial. You know? Where's the purple stuff? So Izzy's hanging out with James, and she's like, "Oh, I could use something stiff right now." And then he makes some sort of joke about, like, you know, boners or whatever. And she's like, "Shut up.
Is that
up.
A hint?
Yeah. Oh, is it a hint?" And she goes, "Shut up. You can keep your stiff in the bottom bunk and poke Francesca in the back." He's like, "Actually, I'd love to do that."
She's like, "Well, I kind of think you'd poke anything with it. You're just like that. You want to poke anything." He's like, "That's nonsense. Would you poke sunshine?" And he's like, "No, I'd feel bad afterwards. I'd probably pop his hip out of place."
I'm telling you, there's a gay for pay vibe, and I'm totally into it.
Yeah. We're just gay for play, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So girls downstairs at the table, they're like, "You know what we want to do tonight, Francesca? Elizabeth, we really want to, like, get dressed up and, like, look good and sit at a table." She's like, "Wow, guys, a sit-down? That's great."
Yeah, this is Dare to Dream. So, but no one tells Rachel, and so she still has her barbecue fantasy going on. So she's barbecuing, and she's trying to ask questions. No one's answering them, and she finds out that they're not planning to eat her barbecue in the pool, as she, like, thought all the fun kids wanted to do. So now she has to change it all, and she's, like, really mad because no one told her. And now she has to go down to the kitchen and restage everything and heat things up. And she's like, there's no communication and this is fucked.
Yeah, she's like intercutting between her getting like super mad and then getting more mad and then getting more mad to one of the girls coming out of the bathroom going,
somebody didn't flush. That could have been me.
So then the crew's getting to Black's and Eddie pulls Izzy to the side. And he's like, Izzy, I really like that you told me you were unsure today about the jet skis. Like, that's awesome. You're honest. And you should know that you should be more confident, okay? Because you're great. I mean, look, we got James, we got Shane here. So, like, it doesn't take much to be great on this crew. But you're doing it, okay? You're doing it.
Yeah, you've got the biggest license of any other deckhand. I mean, come on, have some confidence. She's like, well, I just need to basically get into my groove. Because when I get in my groove, I still move slowly. But what I do is I move slowly, slowly, if that makes any sense. And he's like, well, just let your confidence guide y'all right now. Let's high five. And she's like,
yeah, very slow.
She's
high five.
Like the biggest wet noodle high five ever, and he's like, "That was a terrible high five."
So now it's time for prepping and cleaning and prepping and cleaning, and James' socks get wet.
Mm-mm. Jello shots, cleaning. That deck better be spotless today, James. Under the table. And he's like, chill out. Thanks, Mom. Yeah. And then they serve the food, some roasted broccoli with some baked apple and pine nut.
The kids love it. They think this is awesome. The best lobster ever. They're taking photos and everything. And it's just like, it's a great night for all sorts of people. The one kid's like, this is the best steak ever. And around midnight, the kids are finishing dinner, and then they go to sleep at 1 a.m. and there's just more cleaning, and James is cleaning under the table and dreaming, and Francesca's cleaning. It's 1:30 in the morning and Francesca's tired.
And now it's the morning, time for some muffins, and the biggest villain on this show, the juicer.
Mm.
So Aisling is messing up the juice. She's like, oh, I don't have any underwear. So yeah. What time is breakfast? What time is the after party? When are we going to eat? When are we going to party? The guess. Yeah. And then Shane is trying to lift something out of the hole.
Whatever. It's like a cable. It's like a rope. He's like pulling up a rope and it's like heavy. He's like, ugh. And then Eddie pops out of like the hole. He's like, come on, strong guy. And he yanks it up and he's like, you need to eat some more Wheaties, boy. And I was like, ew, please don't ever do that again. I don't like that. I didn't like all sorts of that. Yeah. It's also so condescending. Like, he's such a prick.
Fuck off. Like James told him, fuck off. Shane told him, fuck off. And then James is like, how do I wake myself up? Slaps his face. He's like, ew, that hurt. Yeah, stupid.
Yeah. So, then it's breakfast, and everyone's doing duck confit with waffles. And Eddie tells James that he appreciates his effort last night for cleaning under the table for once. And then a girl goes, is this a kumquat? And another girl goes, it might be. Which I don't know why. I thought that was so amusing.
Appreciate the effort, brah. Blah. Blah. I'm dying. Sorry, I choked.
Oh, I thought that was Rachel. I thought there was like a Rachel scene that I missed.
I felt like it.
I'm dying.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm still alive. Unfortunately, I'm still here. So then, bye, everybody. Bye. Leave now, children.
Yes.
And so he's like, guys, thanks. Max was like, thanks, guys. Like, this is so fun. Like, that girl was starving and, like, didn't like rocking. I'm still starving. The only thing that was, like, less than ideal was the time to take it to get to the beach, because, like, we really wanted to go on the beach. And also, I caught Dax jerking off to Tom Hollander videos. Not really sure if that's anyone's fault, but that wasn't fun. But otherwise, we had fun. So thanks, guys. Thanks, Mr. Lee.
Yeah. So they all do some cleaning, and then they go down. It's time for the tip meeting. And Captain Lee's like, well, Charter 2 is in the books. We didn't do as well as some. Everybody needs to step up their game because Francesca and Eddie are carrying most of the heavy workload. So if people don't start stepping up to the plate, we will make changes. And it starts with baskets. How do you open them? How do you close them? What do you put inside them? Seminar at 3 p.m. today. Be there or be square like a basket.
Get the job done or you'll be replaced. Proactive, not reactive. festive, not restive. All right, guys? Now, they left us a grand apiece, and I think we dodged a bullet with that one, honestly.
And that's, like, a bad tip.
That's, like, the worst tip they've ever had.
That's really bad.
The history of the show. But, I mean, did anyone really think the kids were going to tip well? They don't even know what... I didn't even understand good tipping until I was probably, like, you know, 27 or so.
Well, if their parent... It's not the kid. It's the parents. Like, if the parents can afford to send them on a yacht, they can afford to tip.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true, too.
Jeez, raise your children, America.
So, yeah, James is like, that's a shit tip. They've got money. Spread it around a little bit.
Well, anyone have something to say to me? Because now's the time to bitch and complain. Anyone? I'm open. Look at me. Look how open and receiving I look right now. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Okay, it's over now. You can never speak again. Bye.
Rachel, are you sure? I see your lips sort of like, it looks like you're mouthing something, but you're not seeing anything. Now you're frowning. And now you're crying and frowning. Are you sure there's nothing on your mind? Now's the time to say it, Rachel. Okay, you're squeezing the table very hard. Rachel?
Rachel, oh, there's a little ball of poop that just rolled over to me. Rachel, did this come out of you? Come on, Rachel. Anything to say at all, Rachel? She's like,
she is going to kill Francesca. And she's like,
but I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt because she is my eyes and ears, and I don't want to burn that bridge just yet.
So, big news. Aisling suitcase is here. So, that means she finally has clean underwear and clean clothes. And she's reunited with her face creams and a fake tan and shampoo. But the fake tan and shampoo have gone everywhere. It's positively mad.
And then Shane starts rapping to Eddie. He's like, hey, hey, just let it be. Hey, hey, it's just you and me. And Eddie's like, just shut up. That's terrible. Dude, Shane, stop with your collie, okay? You are no collie, sir. Just cut it out, sunshine.
He is no collie, that is for sure. But Eddie is a dick, and so it annoys Eddie, and so I fully support his artistic expression right now.
So he goes into bitch to Francesca, and they bitch about how their staff sucks, basically. He complains about Shane sucking, and she complains about Elizabeth sucking. And he's like, oh my God, I would lose my mind doing your job. And she just laughs. And then, it's dressing.
Time to dressing.
I wrote dressing discovery. That was a very important plot point. Glad they got that down. They were going through a bunch of things like, this is blue cheese dressing. All right, now let's look over here. This looks like a balsamic. All right.
Yeah, we figured that out. So now they're going out, and they're all dressed up, and they're making funny faces in the van, doing the whole thing. And then they get to the restaurant, and I don't know if you noticed this. I never knew. This, I think, will not be written in a lot of textbooks, but it should be. Apparently, before she passed away, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was also a waitress at this restaurant in Antigua. Did you know that? I was so surprised.
I didn't even notice that.
I had no idea that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a waitress in the Caribbean. That was an amazing discovery.
She's taking your order, and you're like, do you want help? Let me just help you, Ruth. Just please last a little longer, Ruth. Please. I'll deliver all of your tables.
You're like, I think I would like a Caesar salad. She's like, I dissent. She writes like a... All of a sudden, like, your menu choice is, like, written up in some journal by Ruth Bader Ginsburg about why it was a terrible choice. Like, it.
Yeah, like 8 pages on what an asshole you were as a guest. So Izzy goes, alcohol. And Rachel's like, what's a nurple? And she's like, nipples, I have cold nipples. And Rachel's like, oh. Yeah. This cast doesn't really like each other. She just kind of looks around like, why do I have to sit next to the cold nurple girl?
I know. So I feel like Rachel can't stand any of them, to be honest. I feel like she's like, who are these people? So James is like, I feel like we're the youngest people here in this restaurant by 40 years. And Ashley's like, wait a second, how old are you? He's like, 26. She's like, oh, I'm 25. And then we get like a little insight into Aisling, which is, I've always had a little bit of a higher level of maturity. I'm like, okay, great.
Aisling, no one said you seemed older. Yeah, it was kind of an odd story thing. But got to give the girl something. She got her underwear back.
Yeah.
So Shane's like, guys, have you heard this riddle? Okay, let me do it for you. A guy walks into a bar and says, nice hat. And then does like a circle around his head. He's like, nice hat.
I didn't get it. Tips his hat.
Thank God.
Says his hat.
Yeah, I didn't get it. No one got it. They all just stared at him like, what the fuck, dude? And Ashling's like, well, for a lady who's wearing underwear currently, I can say with confidence, he's on a different level. Bless his little heart.
So then they go to the bar, and there's a sign that says, hippies, use this door. Hey, Sunshine, that's you. And then Shane's like talking to Eddie about like breaks. Like he wants to know that different. He wants to like learn these about breaks or whatever, breaks or brigs or who knows what.
He wants
what.
To do anchor watch, so he's asking like the pinch, the clutch, the blah blah blah. And he's like, "Well, here you go, Sunshine. Sit on my lap and let me teach you a lesson, all right?" So he starts talking about all the kinds of breaks, and James like, "It's work outside work. I mean, listen, I could show you drinking games on the boat. You know, we can't just mix everything together like this, all right? I mean, geez, I'll have so much fun that we'll get woken up by the captain's horn." And Francesca's like, "The door?" And he's like, "The horn."
And Ashling is like, "What was that? The corn? Corn? Does the captain have corn? Do we have to clear the corn out of the captain's quarters? Horn!"
So then he turns to Rachel and he's like, "Has anyone complimented your leather pumps yet? Or can I be the first?" And she's like, "What?" "Has anyone complimented your leather pumps yet? Or may I be the first?" She's like, "Rump? Rumps,
level of
dumps.
What? Level?" What? No one can understand me tonight. Poor James. I think that James really thought he was just going to be like getting wasted every single time they had a night off. And this crew, probably because of Eddie, they just like have one drink and then they go back home again.
Yeah. This crew is not built for these after party scenes.
Yeah.
After the charter party scenes. So back at the boat, Elizabeth is talking to James. She's making some food in the mess. And she's like, "Do you want to eat something?" And he's like, "Well, I find it hard to relate to everyone, you know? I mean, no one here has fun. I mean, what's the point? What am I even doing here? I'm not here to have a stressful work environment.
I'm here on a holiday. I packed all my bags. I have the best holiday memories with just a scotch of work.
Fuck all this. Fuck it off. I'm going to fuck it off. I don't want... Maybe I could take it for a few weeks, but I don't wanna."
And then he tells us his sob story. He's like, "My dad forced me to go to uni, and I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like not being myself and being fake. So after 2 weeks of uni, I quit, and I feel the same way now. It's depressing. I don't know if I can stick it out."
I was like, this is the worst sob story in Below Deck. Like, where is the story about having a child in Florida?
No, right? Shit, I know. I actually missed a dad skipping out on the kid.
Yeah.
Like, where's that story? I need that back in my life.
What about that one? Yeah. Yachting saved my life. So now it's the morning, and James is on the phone with his mom, and she's like, "Oh, I'm so happy to hear from you. What's going on? Are you all right, James?" He's like, yeah, Mom, I'm all right now. I'm just one of them days. I need my mom to support me because I'm very delicate, Mom." "Good, I'm just making some clotted cream to put on a strumpet, and then afterwards I'm going to watch Queen Elizabeth talk from Wembley Stadium about the future of Westminster Abbey, taking a train to Greenwich in Dover, Shropshire, James."
Actually, it was so funny because they had to bleep out half of what the mom said. It's like, "How you doing, Mom?" She's like, "Oh, fuckity fuck, 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 cock, 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 fuck, fuck. How about you, darling?" He's like, "I'm just fed up. Everyone's taking everything so seriously. Love you, Mom. Gotta go."
Yeah. Bye, Mom.
And then he tells us, "Mom loves the fact that I'm in yachting. She goes out with her friends and she says, my son's got a path now. He's got a path. He's not putting cones in a path anymore. He's actually on the path, girls."
So basically,
his
mom basically is Brenda Blethyn from Secrets and Lies. Like, we joked about that like a few weeks ago, but his mom is that. Like, "Oh, James is sailing the world. He sees everything now." She just goes to town, says that at the pub.
"He's not just the traffic cone guy now. He's the traffic now.
He's gone
I've
to
never
all...
been so proud.
He's gone to all the places. He sees so many important people. He says when he comes back, he's going to have a big gift for Mum. Oh,
it's a baby."
So, James decides that after that really inspiring conversation with his mom, he's going to stay on the boat. And so Shane's like, weren't you saying you were going to leave, right? And he's like, well, I was quite fed up because people just take it so seriously. And Izzy's like, it's your commitment issues.
Yeah, he's like, maybe. And then Shane's like, well, I'm not going to let you give up. I'm not going to let you pull the plug too early, bro. You're in it.
Yeah. And then we get a scene of Elizabeth trying to figure out how to iron the captain's pants again. And she still can't do it. And yeah. Rachel comes in. She's like, what are you, ironing pants? This is more exciting than enchiladas with tahini.
Okay, I'm going to show you how to do it. I was in ROTC. Okay, these are called railroad tracks. Okay, now adjust. Don't apply pressure. Work it through softly. Let the fabric move under you. And look, can you feel the fabric? Yes, polyester. Yes, you're doing it for me. And boom! That enchilada just became a case of fucking tea. You're nothing else!
Elizabeth's like, yeah, she was so nice. She taught me how to iron pants. It was just like, I felt like she was my soul sister now. Nothing like a Rowenta iron to bring two people together.
So then Shane and James, Shane's like, I'm thinking of a nap. So he just leaves.
Yeah, he just takes a nap. He thinks everything's done.
Yeah, he tells us, physically, I'm drained. Like a six-hand. A deckhand gets 6 hours of sleep. And that's, like, not healthy for me. Because you work, like, 16 hours a day. And then you get, like, 9 hours of sleep. And then that's 28. No, wait. You work 19 hours and then you sleep for 16 hours. Wait, that's the math is hard. I'm like, oh my God, please don't let me sit here and watch this fucking Shane try and do math.
I know, exactly. So he finally works it out and decides that he's only getting 6 hours of sleep. That's not enough. So he goes to take a nap and it's like 12:15, like right in the middle of the day, he's napping. So Eddie walks into his room and just sees Shane napping and just stares. He just can't even believe this. He's like, I find you taking a nap while everyone else is working? Why is he sleeping? You're going to pay the price now. Oh, yeah, you're going to pay the price now.
Except he's not. He doesn't even wake him up.
I know. Which,
you know, I mean, his mask does say do not disturb. And I thought, what a stupid sleeping mask. Like, that's dumb. But it worked.
Yeah.
Because Eddie was like,
well, said do not disturb, so.
I was like, damn it, I want to wake him up to express my authority. But same time, I do love following a rule. Damn it, it says do not disturb. I have to obey.
He better get down here in a mask that says, yell at me right now, because he's going to get it.
Yell at me right now.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck, everybody.
We are back tomorrow with the Great British Bake Off, the semifinals. A lot of stuff is happening. And then Thursday, it's Thanksgiving. So we have all the good stuff coming later this week. We got Orange County and Salt Lake City. So we will see you there, everyone. Have a great day and happy cooking.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon.
and Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.